quiet, I whispered as I peeked out from the tall reeds along the bank of the Peruvian River. This was one of the few narrow spots that could be forded without drowning during the late summer months before the fall rains set in.
You don't actually plan on us getting in that, do you?
An irritating voice whispered from the darkness behind me.
It's filthy.
I grabbed a handful of reeds and squeezed, imagining that it was Dakarin's neck that I was strangling. Taking a moment to regain my composure, I slowly backed out of the thick undergrowth and made my way over to where the members of Room 11 were waiting with the horses. It looks clear enough, I said, keeping my voice low in case there were patrols on the other side. The water's not too swift. If we are to cross, looks like we found the right place.
How can you tell? Geller asked. I can't see the hand in front of my face.
Barthol raised his and acted like he was going to slap Geller, and Geller flinched.
Fine, Geller said. Point is, if we can barely see each other, how are you able to tell if this is a safe place to cross?
My eyes, I said, pointing at my face, not thinking about the fact that they probably couldn't see me. Living underground for so long has given us Uparkans the ability to see where others cannot.
That's a rather helpful gift, Fipple said, moving his hand away from his face, trying to determine how far he could see.
I hate agreeing with the recruit here, Waylon said, nodding toward Dakarin. But I don't relish the thought of paddling myself across the river in the middle of the night, horseback or not. If it escaped your attention, he said, grabbing his hefty midriff, I'm not exactly built to go floundering across a river like a water vole.
Nonsense, Geller said with a sharp smile as he tightened the end of the braid on his red beard. As big as you are, you could float no problem. In fact, we could probably use you as a buoy to tie the horses off.
Dakarin started to laugh, and Fipple grabbed his mouth.
Shh, don't forget where we are, he whispered.
Yes, Barthol agreed, turning in Fipple's general direction. We don't want to alert your countrymen that we're coming.
Fipple released Dakarin and turned, his eyes hot.
Silmar hasn't been my country for a very long time.
Barthol raised his hands.
My mistake.
Majovic, or Stumpy, as we affectionately called him, was the only one who hadn't given an opinion about the water, or the darkness, or whether or not to use Waylon as a buoy. He stood quietly next to Dakarin, his dark skin helping him blend in with his surroundings, that and the simple woodsman outfits we were wearing. We had traded in our crimson and gold Alondrian uniforms for dark brown leathers and hooded cloaks. I was certainly missing my black leather jacket, but unfortunately, over the last 2 years, I had outgrown it. Even though I kept telling myself I'd get a new one, I never seemed to get around to it, what with all the time I now spent with the Lancers.
Don't forget why we're here, I said. We're here because we were ordered to be here, Fipple groused, adjusting his topknot.
We're here to rescue the ambassador and his wife. Dakarin snorted.
Hang both of them. Anyone stupid enough to try meeting with the overlord of Silmar deserves what they get. Besides, I'm not getting in that water, and that's that. I'm the crown prince.
Out here, you ain't nothing but another recruit, Barthol huffed. Your father done tossed you to the wolves, boy. The sooner you get to realizing that, the better off you'll be.
Dakarin looked at me as if expecting me to take his side and tell them that he didn't have to go. Sorry, I said, with a slight shrug. Barthol's right. In the Lancers, titles mean nothing for those of us commissioned as common foot soldiers. The king told over Captain Tolan to treat you as any other recruit. Dakarin ground his teeth.
I don't think this is what my father had in mind. Us sneaking around in the middle of the night, swimming through muck-infested waters, risking our lives for an idiot and his idiot wife.
Then I guess you shouldn't have forced over Captain Tolan's hand and demanded to go.
Did you think I was going to let you leave me behind to do all your duties while you're out gallivanting around the kingdom? Over my dead body. Afraid it's not your choice, Geller said. Nor ours, unfortunately. We got our orders.